were talking yesterday about the observation from some in the property game that Americans were coming in bigger numbers and buying up some of the big houses worth more than 1 million euro across the country. Well, following on from that, there was an interesting interesting statistics coming from the CSO yesterday when they were taking a look at the latest figures of people coming and leaving the state. There was a 16% decrease in the number of immigrants arriving into Ireland in the 12 months from April to April 2025, as 125,300 came to live in the state. It was the fourth successive year when there were more than 100,000 people coming to live in the country. It means net migration, the number of people arriving, less those leaving, was 59,700 people, a drop of almost 20,000 on the previous year. Of the immigrants, 31,500 were returning Irish citizens, 25,300 were other EU citizens, 4,900 were UK citizens, and the remaining 63,600 were from other countries. Now, the figures also showed, and this brings me back to my original point, there was a 96% surge in the numbers coming from the US, as 9,600 came to live in Ireland, up from 4,900 in the previous 12-month period. That's a 96% increase. And that would seem to tally with the story of Americans coming to buy houses here. Well, with me on the line to talk about this is Brendan Mannix, who is with Mannix Property Solutions, and he's with me on the line. Brendan, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to me on the programme this morning. Now, you heard us talking about Americans coming in and buying houses yesterday on the programme, and you've seen that over the last 12 months in your job.
I do indeed, absolutely. And just look, to take you back, just I went into my local news agent yesterday morning, Jackie Reedy, Menswear in Castle Island, and the headline on one of the papers was American buying up properties in Ireland. Myself and Jackie were discussing it. And Jackie had a customer in his shop last week, an American lady, first time in Ireland, no Irish connections at all. She was going back the following day, and she was crying that she had to go back to America because of a certain gentleman. And she had voted for the certain gentleman.
She had voted for the current president.
For the certain gentleman.
Buyer's remorse in a big way, Brendan, is what you're telling me.
Sorry?
She had buyer's remorse.
Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of buyers, God bless the Americans. They come over here and, you know, look, we're obviously delighted to have them inquiring on properties. They can be difficult customers to deal with because they don't understand the Irish legal system or the Irish process of purchasing a property. I only had a couple in yesterday morning into my office that said, oh, can you act on all of the properties that are in the carry market? I said, no, I can only act on the properties that are under my instruction. They don't understand that it could take 6, maybe 12 weeks and longer for a property transaction to go, because they can be sale agreed in 3 or 4 days and gone out the door. But there are certainly, I only put a property up in Annabeg at the weekend for sale outside Castle Island, and I must have had a dozen inquiries from America on it. And, you know, it wouldn't be the property that would immediately, I would think, that the Americans would be interested. But there's just that much of an influx of inquiries from America that they're looking at everything.
Yeah, and what do you put it down to? Do you put it down to people who are not a fan of the administration? Whatever you say about President Donald Trump, he's a polarizing figure. There are people who love him, and there are people who absolutely hate him. There are people who love the fact that there are US Army soldiers now policing Washington, D.C., and there are people who absolutely hate the fact that the Army is on the ground and saying that things aren't that bad and all of that. Do you really think that's what's driving it? People who are saying, look,
absolutely,
I don't trust the country anymore, I'm getting out.
Absolutely. I have clients on both sides. I have clients that are ardent Trump supporters, and don't you dare say a thing against him. And I have people that are then completely anti-Trump, and they will do anything they can to get out of the country because they see the country changing into a dictatorship.
Yeah, and they just don't feel comfortable until they're moved. They're moved to try and go elsewhere. Also, there is the aspect, I suppose, is Ireland becoming a more attractive country across the board for people to live in? Part of the European Union, English-speaking, good standard of living, relatively safe.
Yes, yes, and all that. Though the only thing is the dollar. The dollar is poor value for them at the moment, so they're not getting a huge bang on their dollar on that side of things. But yes, it's a safe place for them to live. It's English speaking. It's access into the European Union and all that. Yeah, absolutely, all those factors. But also the ancestral factor. That lady had no Irish connection, so she couldn't. I don't know the legalities of it, but she couldn't buy a property in Ireland and then claim residency. But I had two gentlemen last week that one party was of Irish descent and they were going buying a property in Ireland based on one of the parties having Irish connections, and they're using that to get their residency that way.
Okay, and so that's happening as well. So they are coming to number. You're not surprised with the numbers coming in. Double, more, almost double what came in last year. Is it likely to continue, Brendan, do you think? Are we going to have a lot more American neighbours for too much longer?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, look, you know, and as much as I welcome them, you know, I pity for the indigenous purchaser that wants to get on the ladder when an influx of dollars comes in, because you know these people might arrive.
That's
with,
part of it too.
You know, I'm not seeing the million euro customer, but I'm seeing the half a million euro customer. And you know, when they come in, they have cash. And, you know, they can just say, yeah, that we're cash customers and this is a cash offer. And, you know, obviously cash can rule over a mortgage customer and stuff like that. So it is having an effect on the market.
Yeah, certainly is. Okay, Brendan, brilliant stuff. Thanks for talking to us about
Thank
that
you,
on the programme this morning. Brendan Mannix there. Brendan Mannix, Property Services, talking to me about the increase in Americans making inquiries for property here, tallying with the numbers from the CSO as revealed yesterday, an almost doubling of Americans come to living in Ireland in the 12 months up to April 2025.